Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913, 1914, page 551, slide. Visible translated text is as follows: to see Mrs. Taylor, who lived with him then. That was the only place I have ever seen him. I never have been to the factory on Saturday or any other day. I never introduced him to Mr. Dot Frank. There isn't a word of truth in that. I have never gone down in the basement with this fellow Dalton. I don't even know where the basement is at all. I have never been anywhere in the factory, except at my work. Cross-examination. I have never been in jail. Mr. W. M. Smith got me out of jail. Somebody told a tale on me. That's why I was put in jail. I don't know what they charged me with. They accused me of fornication. Redirect examination. I never was tried. I never had to pay anything except my lawyer's fee, which I paid to Mr. W. M. Smith. I never was taken to court. Miss Laura Atkinson, sworn for the defendant. I have been in Mr. Dot Dalton, quote, S. Company, three times. I never met at the Busy Bee Cafe. I have never walked with him to or from the Pencil Company. I have never walked home with him. Cross-examination. I worked at the National Pencil Factory 2 days last month. I have known Mr. Dot Dalton 6 months. I have been in his company three times. I did not know Daisy Hopkins. Mrs. Minnie Smith, Dot sworn for the defendant. I work at the Pencil Factory. I do not know C.B. Dalton. I live at 148 S. Faraith St. I have never met Dalton or walked home with him. I don't know the man. I know Mr. Dot Frank. I have spoken to him 6 times in the 4 years and a half that I worked there. Cross-examination waived. V.S. Cooper, W.T. Mitchell, O.A., Mrs. Samuel Craig, E.L. Patterson, Robert Craig, Ed Craig, T.L. Ambrose, J.P. Bill R.D.M., and J.H. Patrick, and I.M. Hamilton, Dot, all sworn for the defendant. Testified that they lived in Gwinnett or Walton County, that they used to know C.B. Dalton before he left Monroe in Walton County, that his general character for truth and veracity is bad, and that they would not believe him on oath. R.L. Bauer, sworn for the defendant slash during the summer of 1909 and 1910, I worked at the National,